Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate as we move forward into the end of this week and on through the first part of next week because of a slow-moving storm system that will be focused on the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll first see scattered showers occur today from portions of Missouri and southern Iowa over to Ohio. This is part of a frontal boundary that moved through the Midwest yesterday and has become somewhat stationary across the lower parts of the region today, and that will likely set off a scattering of showers and thunderstorms. These storms will likely be with us tomorrow as well. And over the 2 days, we'll probably see 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch of rain with some local amounts getting upwards close to 1 inch in a few locations. The areas that are going to be most favored for the greater rain totals will probably include central Indiana and a few other random locations. The precipitation in the western Corn Belt will likely begin to increase as we get into the end of this week. Friday and Saturday, a new disturbance will likely impact a part of that region, and we'll also see some additional precipitation evolving in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. Both areas of rainfall will probably not be real heavy, but it will still be around to interfere with field progress once again. The rain totals in both cases will probably run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with some local totals getting over an inch. And the disturbance in the lower eastern Midwest will also have influence on parts of the northern Delta and even the southeastern states as well. The storm system in the upper parts of the Midwest, however, will become even a larger system, and it will be very slow moving. In fact, it will probably be with us in the Dakotas, Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, even northern portions of Iowa and northern Nebraska for a big part of the period from Saturday through Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Through Tuesday, most likely, we'll see the precipitation shifting more into the east after that. The eastern Midwest will be involved with a frontal boundary that will be associated with this upper-level low, and that frontal system will likely work its way through the central and eastern parts of the Midwest as we go through the first half of next week. Overall, it's obvious that precipitation will be occurring more often than any producer would like to see, at least for those who are still waiting to get into the fields and get the planting accomplished. For those that have planted their crops, this is not a bad environment, especially since temperatures over the next 2 weeks are expected to be a seasonably mild to warm. The milder conditions will occur after the big storm system passes in the middle to latter part of next week. The warmest weather will occur over the next 5 to 7 days. Daily high temperatures will be mostly in the 70s and 80s during that period of time. We may see some cooler weather in the heavier rain events in the northwest. Low temperatures at night are expected to stay very warm as well. A lot of 50 and 60 degree lows expected for a while. There may be some 40 degree readings that will occur periodically in the northernmost parts of the Midwest. We will expect that there will not be a return of the excessive heat that occurred yesterday afternoon across the western Corn Belt areas from parts of Nebraska into northwestern Iowa and southern sections of Wisconsin endured some extremely hot weather for this time of the year, for any time of the year for that matter, with 100 to 105 degrees occurring in quite a bit of that region and 106 to 108 occurring near the Omaha area northward to Sioux City, Iowa. We won't see that again, and that's not an omen for the summer coming up. We'll have other bouts of heat coming along, but for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we're done with that situation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.